Don Jr. calls McConnell a mentally declining pro-amnesty turtle after border bill unveiled. By Paul Bois on February 5, 2024. Donald Trump Jr. referred to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, as a mentally declining pro-amnesty turtle in response to the unveiling of the border security bill. Why do Senate Republicans continue to allow themselves to be led by a mentally declining pro-amnesty turtle? Donald Trump Jr. said on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr. had been responding to the unveiled border security bill, which had been ridiculed by Republicans for reportedly going soft on the southern border. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and House Speaker Mike Johnson have already vowed to oppose the bill once it passes the U.S. Senate. Let me be clear, the Senate border bill will not receive a vote in the House. Here's what the people pushing this deal aren't telling you. It accepts 5,000 illegal immigrants a day and gives automatic work permits to asylum recipients. A magnet for more illegal immigration, Scalise said on Sunday. I've seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected, and won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president has created. As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival, said Johnson. As Breitbart News reported, while the bill had some important concessions on border security, it also contained red flags that Republicans would not be able to get behind. It is accompanied by a multi-billion-dollar appropriations bill intended to fund the resources needed to register, release, transport, and house migrants in American coastal cities and inland communities. The bill is being marketed as a national security bill as it seeks to overcome opposition by Republican legislators whose election depends on the enthusiastic turnout of ordinary populists who are worried about migration's lawlessness, pocketbook damage, crime, overcrowding, and chaotic diversity. However, Democrats are touting the bill as a fix for President Joe Biden's terrible poll numbers in the 2024 election. The establishment authors of the bill have largely hidden its contents, along with many possible loopholes, exceptions, modifications, and caveats that can turn apparent restrictions into government-funded welcomes. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, also called the bill an absolute non-starter. This Joe Biden/Chuck Schumer open border bill is an absolute non-starter and will further incentivize thousands of illegals to pour in across our borders daily. House Republicans have already passed H.R. 2, the Secure Our Border Act, which would actually secure the border and return to the effective Trump policies with the most secure border in our nation's history, she said on Sunday. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.